welcome to Be Boomer Unleashed. I'm Jerry Lake, the Unleashed Baby Boomer, and I'll be your host today and for all the episodes of Be Boomer Unleashed. Well, today is episode 36, Rewriting History. We're going to start a series today on rewriting history. Don't know how long this series will take. Today we're going to just kind of give you some introductory material, and then there's a few people I'm trying to line up to come on the show as guests and give their comments on this rewriting of history. But we need to give you a little background on the rewriting of history before we can get into too many specific examples of that. We hope you enjoyed our last two podcasts with Tom Roten, our guest, about the changes in talk radio. But today we start a series on rewriting history, and in particular the liberals' rewriting of American history. And we'll be talking about that probably for several weeks. Again, I hope we can get some guests to come on the show to talk about their perception of the rewritten history we have in America today. But before we get into today's episode, let me remind you again, you can always find our podcast at beboomerunleashed.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes and Google Play at Be Boomer Unleashed, and on iHeartRadio at b.boomerunleashed. Facebook, Spotify, Tumblr, Instagram, you can find us there, the link at Be Boomer Unleashed, and on Twitter at Be Boomer Unleashed 1. And as always, we encourage you to drop us an email at beboomerunleashed@gmail.com to give us your comments about current episodes and suggestions for future episodes. Also, if you'd like to come on the Be Boomer Unleashed podcast as a guest, we would love to invite you to be a part of it. So there we go. Now let's talk about rewriting history. And you say, Jerry, what are you talking about rewriting history? Well, you boomers can remember way back when in the day when we had history, not only in elementary school, but we had history in junior high school and high school. And in particular, we had American history. Now we also studied world history, the history of the world. And those of us who grew up in West Virginia studied West Virginia history, our heritage here in West Virginia, and that was a great study. But we studied, in particular, American history, what made America great. We talked about the Founding Fathers. We talked about the Pilgrim's voyage in the Mayflower under adverse conditions. We talked about the pioneers who traveled west and developed this great country. We talked about the fights that the settlers had with the Native Americans. We talked about the Civil War. We talked about the American Revolution. We talked about all the wars that America was involved in and what caused them, World War I and World War II and the Vietnam War and the Korean conflict. And we talked about all of those things with what I believe was true history that we, and you know, it's been said many times, if we fail to learn from our past mistakes, or if we fail to learn from our past history, then we're doomed to repeat that same history over and over again. We got a good dose of history. It wasn't jaded, it wasn't rewritten, it wasn't pasteurized or homogenized. It was put out there for the world to see. Now, today, you know, you hear all about fake news, and President Trump likes to talk about fake news. There is a lot of fake news out there. Make no mistake, there's a lot of stuff that's just purely made up and fictionalized. But not only do we have fake news today, we have fake history. We have fake history. Historians are trying to rewrite history. If you don't believe that, look at all the Confederate general statues that have been torn down. Look at the elimination of and changing the names of sports teams and changing the names of colleges because someone in their past did something that wasn't politically correct. And they tried to do away with that part of history so that, oh, well, we're a pure, we're lily white, we're just, you know, we're just the cat's meow. We want to do away with the real history of the United States of America and replace it with some watered-down version that makes no sense whatsoever. I just don't understand it. You know, we've got people that will tell our young people today and will try to tell you that the Holocaust never happened, that those millions of people were not incinerated, that they didn't stay in concentration camps. They will try to tell you that that didn't even happen. Some people even try to imagine that Israel doesn't even exist. Well, folks, there's a lot of history that's been trying to be changed by the liberals. Primarily, the liberals are trying to change history to suit their own fancy. You know, one such example, and we're going to talk about many, many. One such example of liberals changing history is the history of Islam or the history of jihad. And, you know, the liberals will have us to believe that Islam is a peaceful religion. And Muhammad was a good guy. Muhammad was a murderer. He murdered people in cold blood. Their total premise on promoting Muhammad's religion was you convert or we're going to kill you. It's pretty simple. You convert or we're going to kill you. If you don't believe that, I would encourage you to read a book. I read a book called The History of Jihad, From Muhammad to ISIS. And it's written by a guy by the name of Robert Spencer, and he's done quite a bit of research into this area. He has some staggering history to share with us regarding the development and the spread of Islam throughout the world. But the liberal left would have us to believe that Muhammad is the same God that Christians worship, is the same God that Jews worship, and that he is, that's not it at all. Allah, their God, is not the same God that you and I worship. He's not. So believe that all you want, and we're gonna get more specific about those things as we go along in this series. And I think it's important, and I'm not going to put a number of episodes on this series because I really don't know where it's going and how many people might want to come on and talk about how history has been rewritten in their part of the country or their part of the world. But I think it's important that we call it to your attention and call it to all of our attention that they being the liberal left, is trying to subvert the history of the United States of America. In particular, they're trying to subvert Christian history. You know, this started back in when Madeline Murray O'Hare cried separation of church and state, and, you know, the God is dead movement came around, and they took prayer out of schools, and they try to say, well, you know, there was this separation of church and state. Separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. It's not in the Bill of Rights. It's not there. You can't find it. We will talk about what people claim that separation of church and state is and where they find it in the Constitution. And we're not going to talk about that today, but that's what we're going to talk about in some upcoming episodes. But they've taken prayer out of school. They've taken the Ten Commandments off the wall. They've taken religious symbolism down. Everybody has to have the same homogenized religion. And you know, people will say, well, if you're sincere, it doesn't really matter what you believe. We're all striving to get to the same place. Well, I tell you, folks, some people are going to be sorely disappointed. You know, I saw that gay bishop in the Episcopal Church, and he's married to another gay bishop or another gay man. But he came out the other day and declared that God is a woman. It's blasphemous. That's blasphemous. God is God. God is not a female figure. He made us in his own image, in the image of God. Created he us. He created us male and female. People will try to rewrite history today that, well, you know, there are more genders than just two. They'll try to tell you that there's, you know, God didn't intend for there just to be two genders, that these people are born this way and all this kind of thing. So we just rewrite history, and we rewrite religious history in particular to soothe our own sick conscience. We just don't understand the gravity of the situation of where history has been changed. When we were in school years ago, we baby boomers, we started every day with the Pledge to the Flag and the Lord's Prayer. Now, none of us died because of that. None of us were severely warped or endured excessive pain because we did that. But today, oh my goodness, if somebody prays in school, that would just be terrible, wouldn't it? And, you know, they're changing all these things, and it's been subtle over the years, and we're going to talk about, as we get into this series, about some of those subtle changes that we have accepted hook, line, and sinker, and we haven't put up a fight about it at all. But there are a lot of things that have been changed, historical facts that have been changed to suit the liberal left. For example, West Virginia, we had a great leader, Robert C. Byrd. You know, his name is on half the stuff in West Virginia. He was in the Ku Klux Klan. Robert C. Byrd, dear senator of West Virginia, was an exalted cyclops, I think is what the term was, in the Ku Klux Klan. He was a U.S. senator, and he's, you know, he certainly brought the pork back to West Virginia. But the liberals, the Democrats, the liberal left would have you to believe that it was the Republicans who were responsible for slavery. It's the Republicans who are responsible for the poor civil rights record we had in this country. Hey, folks, that is not true. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, if you'll remember correctly. Abraham Lincoln, his prime objective was to put down this business of slavery, and he was a Republican. You go down through the ages, and they say, oh, the Republicans, they're just so bad. These conservatives are so bad. Anybody remember a guy by the name of George Wallace, Democrat, run for president of the United States? You know, he was certainly not sympathetic to civil rights. You know, it's just these liberals rewrite history to suit themselves. And it's just sad, you know, what they've done to us, to our society, and to our children by rewriting this history. And we're going to talk about a lot of specific examples of that as we go forward in this rewriting of history. I came across an article the other day. It was written back in 2013, but it's still relevant today. And I would like to share some of that with you. And the title of the article is "Liberals Are Always Rewriting History, So Why Not Geography?" And this was printed in the Student Conservative, Strident Conservative Diary. It was posted back on August 9th, 2013. Now, if you have ever read George Orwell's book, 1984, and the changes that came to be in that fictional book, one of the things that he said had to happen was the rewriting of history. Well, folks, we're there, and it's being rewritten. Let me read you some excerpts from this article and comment on those as we go along. This article starts out and it says, "Liberals and progressives have been rewriting major portions of American history for decades." Now, this was back in 2013, and this author says that American history has been rewritten by the liberals and progressives for decades. If the facts don't line up with your agenda, change them. You know, just change them. He goes on to say, "Want to win the black vote? We'll rewrite history to erase Republican successes on civil rights." While whitewashing, did that sound racist? Your party's connections to the Ku Klux Klan. is, again, I said, Robert C. Ku Klux Klan Byrd, U.S. Senator from West Virginia, quite an exalted leader in the Ku Klux Klan. But the liberals, you never hear that from CNN or MSNBC or any other liberal network. That was never brought to light by anyone, that Robert Byrd was a racist. But he was. They said he repented in his later days, but doesn't erase the fact that he was a racist and a member of the Klan and encouraged that membership, among others. Well, you want to raise taxes? Well, all you got to do is rewrite history and tell Americans that Bill Clinton's 1993 increase of personal income taxes on the top bracket, which, by the way, had a very negative effect on the economy, resulted in 23 million jobs being created. You just got to tweak it a little bit. You got to rewrite that history. You also rewrite the part that shows that this job growth didn't occur until Clinton agreed with Newt Gingrich and the House Republicans about cutting the capital gains rate in 1997. So, actually, you don't rewrite that part. You just leave it out. You just leave it out. You don't have to rewrite it. You just leave it out. Well, you want to grant homosexuals rights that never existed in the history of mankind? Well, rewrite the history to show homosexuals only in a positive light, while rewriting the definition of marriage at the same time in order to destroy it. Look what they've done to us, folks. Look what they've done, and we have sat back and watched it happen year after year after year after year. We have allowed them to shove their agenda down our throat. And look what it's gotten us. Look what it's gotten us. It's got us to the point where Christians are under attack. And I'm going to bring some excerpts from David Horowitz's book that I'm reading right now. And it's a great book. And I'll tell you more about that as we come on. But Christianity is under attack. If you don't believe it, just bring up Jesus sometime in a conversation and see where that goes. Christianity is under attack. The only group in America today that you can take a cheap shot at and be applauded for it is Christians. You see, people, these liberals hate Donald Trump. That's obvious. That's a given. But you know what? They don't hate him because he's Donald Trump. If Donald Trump, if he was a fiscal conservative and a social liberal, he would be the most popular president in the history of the United States. If he was a fiscal conservative, but he fell lockstep with the liberals on abortion and gun control and immigration and all this, they would love Donald Trump. But you know why they hate Donald Trump? It's not because he's Donald Trump. It's because he's the best friend in the White House that the Christians have ever had. He's the best friend that Israel has ever had in the White House. And he is not afraid to mention the name of Jesus. Now, do I think Donald Trump is this great living at the foot of the cross Christian? I can't judge Donald Trump for what he's done in the past or how he lives his life now. But I do know that he's a friend to conservative values, which are Christian values. And he is not afraid to celebrate Easter. He's not afraid to talk about the birth of Jesus. He's not afraid to talk about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why they hate Donald Trump so much. That's why they want to rewrite this history. And they'd like to write Donald Trump out of this history, too. Look at the evil things that they're saying about Donald Trump. That he has created more harm than Hitler and other people like that all put together. That they call him a racist. They call him a homophobe, a xenophobe. You know, they make up all these lies about him. I don't see how the man hasn't stroked out by now. But they're wanting to rewrite history in a way that people will feel good about the Liberal Party. The Liberal Party's done nothing but take, 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 take. every one of these dirty dozen candidates running for president of the Democratic Party, you know what they want to do? They want to take your money that you've worked hard for, and they want to give it to someone who doesn't work. They want to give your Social Security benefits to the illegal immigrants. But the Democrats rewrite that in saying that Trump wants to gut Social Security. Trump doesn't want to gut Social Security. He wants to get the people off Social Security that don't belong there. But let's just rewrite that and say the president wants to get rid of Social Security. Oh, you can't vote for him. He's going to get rid of Social Security. That's foolish thinking. Want to murder your unborn child without restrictions? This article goes on to say, well, first, rewrite the definition of abortion by calling it a woman's health issue. Then rewrite the history of abortion to include made-up numbers about coat hanger abortions. Well, we've got to have abortions because these girls were going into the back alleys and having abortions with coat hangers, and they were dying by the thousands and thousands and millions, and they want to exaggerate that kind of thing. When Obama was president, there were those who wanted to join Obama embracing radical Islam. Well, all you got to do is rewrite American history to include the contribution made by Muslims throughout our history, while simultaneously dismissing Americans' Christian heritage. So let's talk about all the good things the Muslims did, and let's dismiss Americans' Christian heritage. And that's what the plan is. That's the diabolical plan we have before us today. There are many, many more examples, but you get the idea. You get the idea. And, you know, when Obama was president, he not only changed history, but he changed geography. He wanted to defend your failed economic policies. Well, if you were Obama, you rewrite the geography of the Gulf of Mexico like he did with his appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Jay Leno said, you mentioned infrastructure. Why is that a partisan issue? I live in a town. The bridge is falling apart. It's not safe. How does that become Republican or Democrat? How do you not just fix the bridge? And there was laughter and applause. And the President Obama said, I don't know. As you know, for the last 3 years, I've said, let's work together. Let's find a financing mechanism, and let's go ahead and fix our bridges, fix our roads, sewer systems, our airports. The Panama is being widened so that these big super tankers can come in. Now, that will be finished in 2015 if we don't deepen our ports all along the Gulf. Listen to this. All along the Gulf, places like Charleston, South Carolina, or Savannah, Georgia, or Jacksonville, Florida. If we don't do that, those ships are going to go someplace else, and we'll lose our jobs. Businesses won't locate there. Hey, folks, ding, 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 ding. Charleston, South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia, and Jacksonville, Florida are not on the Gulf Coast. You know, he has done that many times throughout his administration. Didn't know where he was in the wrong place, didn't know how many states there were in the United States of America. But no, he gets a pass on that. He gets a pass on that. President Trump makes one negative comment about the group of four, that dirty group of four, Ocasio-Cortez and her cronies. And man, he's a racist and a feminist and a sexist pig. But Obama rewrites history and he wins the Nobel Prize. You know, he's been in all 57 states, you know, as he said. Well, that's all we've got time for today. But there's much more that we need to cover, and we're going to zero in as we go along on some particular issues that have been rewritten and the profound effect that they've had on our society in general. So you don't want to miss these. And like I say, we're hoping to get some guests on our show here over the next few episodes that can talk about some of these. Hey, if you're a history buff and you see that the liberal has been rewriting history, liberals have been rewriting history, then why don't you drop me an email? We'll bring you on as a guest, and we'll discuss that with you. Well, listen, it's been great being with you today, as it is every Monday and all through the week, as you can tune in to Bee Boomer Unleashed anytime. And we encourage you to do that. Listen to the episodes of Bee Boomer Unleashed. If you like us, recommend us to your friends. Like us on Facebook. Share us. That always helps to get the word out. Okay? So let's end by saying this. Have a great week, and may God bless each and every one of you. Goodbye.